From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Wind Chill by Melvin Anderson. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of Wind Chill. Art was disgusted. He had come to Alaska to enjoy the scenery, yet here he was, confined to four bare plank walls, a dirt floor, a low plank ceiling, and nothing else to look at, unless one counted the table, chairs, and corner stove as scenery. There were windows, yes, windows set in the walls, out of any of which a great blank whiteness could be seen, white from snow on the ground, snow on the roofs, snow coming down out of the sky, white snow, dirty snow, any kind of snow, but always snow. Snow from now to Christmas with nothing to enjoy except more snow. Nothing to look forward to except snow from last week until spring thaw sometime in March. There were also two doors in the cabin, doors to break the monotony. No pictures on the walls to serve that purpose. One door led to the back bedroom. The other door led to the great outdoors, the wonderful outdoors. The outdoors crammed full of snow. Art had had enough of the four blank walls. He had to get out. He had sat for days at the window watching, looking out from time to time, but seeing nothing but the steady progress of the snow, gradually inching up the walls of the cabin until now it stood above the windowsill. Not melting, not going away, but steadily growing, inching its way inexorably up the sides of the cabin, and then mounting the panes of the window until finally it would block all sight out of the window, even that of the steadily falling snow. Art had moved from the window occasionally to feed logs into the fire for the stove, logs from a gradually diminishing store. He knew where the log pile was. He also knew he would have to dig his way through the snow to find his way there. He had a store of logs in the woodshed. He had been too lazy to chop them into convenient stoves.